Hey, good morning, friends of Jesus and friends of mine. It is Monday, January the 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. It's the first Monday of the new year and the best one yet, okay? It's going to be the best Monday of the year so far. Because we're waking up to wisdom. We're waking up to the wisdom of God, who is Jesus. 1 Corinthians tells us he is the power of God and the wisdom of God. And we're setting our hearts on him. So how about we begin this week with consecration? Jesus, hang on. I'm already missing a note. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you, and we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled The Singular Truth Underlying All Wisdom. In our text, we're reading Proverbs chapter 5. Now, remember, I want you to read that whole chapter. I prefer if you'd read it beforehand, but I'm good with you if you want to read it after. We're reading the whole of Proverbs, 31 chapters, 31 days. This is the Word of God. Jesus is our teacher. I'm just sort of a stagehand in this whole thing. You know that by now. Our text of focus today, chapter 5, verses 21 through 23. Hear now the word of the Lord. For your ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all your paths. The evil deeds of the wicked ensnare them. The cords of their sins hold them fast. For lack of discipline, they will die, led astray by their own great folly. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. I want you to write these 16 words down in your journal. For your ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all your paths. Contrary to popular belief, this is not a gotcha text. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is not a gotcha God. What if we read this text not as an ominous warning or as bad news, but as good news? Someone watching over us can help us and encourage us and pick us up when we fall and carry us when we can't go any further and be there for us. And I could go on. God doesn't watch over us in order to smite us, but so he can support us. Yes, he watches over us so he can instruct us and warn us and correct us and guide us in right paths. And train us in right ways and discipline us to make us better and all the other things someone who really loves and cares for a person does. In today's text, we get this particular verse in the midst of a major warning about adultery. Is this the case because God wants to punish people who commit adultery? No. It's there because God wants us to understand that next to murder, adultery is the most dangerous, destructive, and devastating thing a person can do. This is a Danger Will Robinson moment. to be wise is to recognize the close presence of the Lord and to live life in a way that honors Him. For your ways are in full view of the Lord, and He examines all your paths. To grow wise means to increasingly live life in the awareness and attentiveness to this fact. Our ways are in full view of the Lord, and He examines all of our paths. Thank God. Let's pray. Father, awaken me to the gracious awareness that all of my ways are in your full view. Lord Jesus, train me in the ways of your wisdom to grasp that long before sin shows up in my actions, it seizes my heart. And before it seizes my heart, it's in my vision. Holy Spirit, would you guard my heart and keep me in your overseeing care? Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our journal prompt today, I want to ask you this one. Let's just scale this one, 1 to 10. 10 is highest. What is your level of awareness that all of your ways are in full view of God? 1 to 10. Just your awareness, right? Not the fact of it. It's true. It's a 10 out of 10 on the fact and truth of it. I want to know about your awareness of it. Do you live your life in that awareness? 1 to 10. And then the second question, does this make you more peaceful or more anxious? You know, I think the thing that I just want to comment on for a second here, maybe we'll get out of class early this Monday, get going. God is not your parents, okay? It's so hard for all of us. No matter how good or bad our parents were, all of our parents were imperfect. They all made mistakes. They all did it wrong, okay? If you're a parent like me, we're doing it wrong. We're trying our best, but we're just missing balls. And our kids, ourselves, okay? Our first view of God was our parents. In different ways, some of us have more to overcome there than others, as with our kids. But God is not our parents. God is not like a better version of our parents. That's not how. God is our maker. He created us. He breathes into us breath of life. He relates to us. He fills us with His presence. He wants us to live in friendship, in union with Him, in a dynamic, abiding, connected relationship, where He is actively leading us, guiding us, speaking to us, giving to us, counseling us. God is not even in the same category as our parents. And it's true. He sees everything. You can't hide from God. There's no hiding. And there's no need to be afraid, right? Even though the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, that's just like a wake-up call. It's saying you need to be aware that there is a God, and He is all-seeing. He's all-knowing. There's no escaping God, and that's a good thing. God is not a gotcha God. God is not looking for you to make a mistake and to smite you. God is not saying, look, he really wants that. I think I'm going to keep that away from Him. No, That's what most needs to be healed in us, and wisdom will heal it. Wisdom, the beginning of wisdom is like having a right view of God, a right sense of the image of God. We can only get that from the Bible. Jesus will teach it to us. Beyond that, he'll impress it on our hearts. He wants us to know that God loves us beyond love, beyond imagination, and that he wants good, prospering, flourishing lives for all of us and for our relationships together. We can trust God. That's why the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. That's going to lead you astray. In all your ways, it says, acknowledge him. It's like your life is in full view. He sees. He's the good shepherd. Still waters, green pastures, through the valley of the shadow, in the presence of a table he makes, in the presence of our enemies. That's why we need Psalms like Psalm 23. We should be going over it every week, just rehearsing the vision of it, right? Our eyes, our vision begins to help us guard our heart. All right. Promised you get out of class early today. It's Monday. We got lots on the schedule, but we're winning it already because we're winning the morning. We're gonna sing our way out into the day. Here we go. Well, happy Monday again. Look who's here with me. We're gonna be singing another one of the great hymns of the church. It's a perfect hymn in this still new year. Let's call it, Dad. What is it?
My hope is built.
What's our number?
102.
102. 102. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand.
All other ground is sinking sand.
Yep. You know where this one comes on? This comes right out of the Sermon on the Mount.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day, y'all, I'm going over those flashcards. You remember the gospel series? You're like, well, how could I forget? That was 89 days in a row. And we kind of commemorated and capstoned that whole series with those flashcards we made. So many of you got them. We still got some left. But at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus, you know what? Jesus is the wisdom of God. And he just says, whoever hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a, brace for it, wise person, a wise man, a wise woman, a wise child, who built their house on the rock.
That's
where this song comes from. On Christ, the solid rock,
I stand. All other ground is sinking sand.
And that's where he says, you know, again, whoever hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice, doesn't do them, is like a person. He says, a foolish person who built their house on the sand. And of course, we know what happens to both of those houses. The storms come. Storms, you know what? If you build your house on a rock, the storm's going to come. If you build your house on the sand, the storm's going to come. The difference is wisdom does the word of God, puts it into practice, and the house stands. All right, we're going to sing all four verses, Dad. Oh, my hope is built, okay. 102. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
When darkness veils his lonely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Number three.
His oath is covenant, his blood
a portion
in the whelming flood. When all around me the storms sway, he then is all my hope and sway. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Last verse.
When he shall come with trumpet
sound,
oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, all blessed to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
How about that?
That was sounded, that came off well.
It doesn't get any plainer than that.
Mm-mm.
All other ground is sinking sand. And you know what? We got to keep shoring up that foundation every single day. That's why we're waking up to wisdom here in this month of January. These 31 days, we're setting the tone for the whole year. It's going to be a good year.
Amen.
Even if it's a hard year.
We hope it's a good year with the Lord and a good year on the farm.
That's right. Farmers, they're getting to take a little break.
Yep.
They're starting to think about it, aren't they?
They're getting the equipment ready. I know how it goes.
That's what we need to be doing.
They're working now. They're working in the shop.
That's right. They're getting ready. They're sharpening the saw. They're sharpening the hose because the sowing time is coming again. That's another song we ought to be singing this January, Bringing in the Sheaves.
Bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. Here we come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. Here we come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
That's good. All right, there was a sneak preview. It's coming. Well, guys, it's Monday. We'd love to just spend the whole morning singing together and praying together, but
Amen.
You know what? This day is about sowing together. So get your seeds. You see, I've got my seeds right here.
Mm-hmm.
I have them every day. I'm going to be taking them with me on the field, sowing them Where I go, every person I meet, I'm saying, Jesus, what do you want to do right here in their life?
What can I do for this man?
That's right.
What can I do for this lady, these children? And there's always something that you can do, and it'll come to you in a second.
That's how he does.
You just ask that question to yourself, and you will get an answer.
That's right. All right, guys, here we go. We'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt. Praise the Lord.